Hacking the Cure. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. The FBI has issued a warning to laboratories doing COVID-19 research that hackers associated with China have been attempting to steal data on vaccines, treatments, and testing. The FBI says this has been going on since the outbreak began, and it could jeopardize the delivery of secure, effective, and efficient treatments. Not exactly sure what that means, but if it should turn out the Chinese hackers were actively sabotaging data to slow down the research, that's an act of war and we should turn off the lights in Beijing. But maybe there's a more benign reason.
Perhaps most significantly for China, for geopolitical value, to be able to say that they were the first to develop a vaccine.
That's John Demers, the head of the Justice Department's National Security Division. So China wants to be first. Well, what if they are first? If there's one lesson from this catastrophe, is that an infection anywhere is an infection everywhere. Sooner China gets healthy, safer we all are. I understand why we don't want countries stealing the recipe for Coca-Cola or Facebook's secret newsfeed algorithm. But when we're talking about a COVID cure, why shouldn't every country be sharing what they know voluntarily? Plus, we have pretty good hackers too. And if China does get close to a cure, I bet we know before they do. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.